We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Bart Winkler Show. The Packers lose to the Buccaneers. Pretty lame. Pretty dumb. Not like super excited about it at all. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. It's the Bart Winkler Show. Tampa Bay comes into Lambeau and wins 34-20. If you look at how these last few weeks have gone, it would have almost been better had the Packers maybe lost to Detroit and then lost to Kansas City and then beat the Giants and beat Tampa Bay, because at least like then we're like, that makes more sense. This doesn't make a lot of sense how things have played out these last couple of weeks, and the Packers looked really, really good, and now they're looking really, really bad again. Back in like the day with TV shows, sometimes TV shows would be aired out of order. Like they would make the production on them and there'd be like a storyline, but then they'd be aired out of order for whatever reason, if they wanted the Christmas show on this night or whatever. And so sometimes you'd see like things that didn't make sense. Like there was a character there, but the character already died, or the character already left, or this couple that had broken up were like back together because they aired out of order in time. What I'm saying is it feels like these games belong back in October, back at a different part of the season, and not here. We've progressed. We've gotten better. We have figured out some things, and it seems like that has not been the case as the Packers again lose to the Buccaneers. So a lot coming out of this one. I think the main storyline is that Joe Barry needs to go. You know, we've talked about him a lot this year. It hasn't been great. They did do better. The defense did do better. And then it got back to this again, out of order. There seemed to be some progress, and then that kind of went away. So I think what we're looking at here is Joe Barry, unless you know the Packers prove us wrong and continue this again, because this is probably something that should have happened last year. But let's play under the assumption. I like to say that. Let's play under the assumption that Joe Barry gets fired. I don't believe that will happen today. I don't believe that will happen Monday. I don't believe that will happen throughout the week. Maybe somehow it does. I don't think that that's going to be the case. I think what the Packers are going to do is hang on to him, just ride it out. There's, you know, three games left. I think what they're going to do is what LaFleur is going to do is continue to have that cover. You know, he's got Joe Barry protection. He's got Joe Barry protection, because there are some things, you know, in this game, like, wasn't great. It was either I didn't like the field goal when they went down 27-20. I thought they should have gone for it. You were assuming there that you were going to get a stop, and you know that you weren't going to get a stop. So I didn't like that. I thought Love played like he did against the Giants, where it was a rocky start and he was missing some throws, and there were a couple of guys like in the same spot again. And then he got better. So there was that. There was the use of Aaron Jones. Really strong use of Aaron Jones in the beginning of this game. And then he kind of disappeared. There was a lot of screen passes that went behind the sticks. The one time Patrick Taylor, I think, two plays in a row, 2-yard reception for a loss. So the whole thing was just not a good game. And they lost. And we could talk playoff positioning and that kind of stuff. But I think what stinks is that in the last four games, they beat the two teams they shouldn't have, and they lost to the two teams that they should have beaten. The Sean O'Connell from his basement, from mine to yours. I almost had to do a living room show today because my legs, I did my first workout in like forever. And she, I mean, it was a very remedial workout, but my God, like I cannot walk. My thighs are killing me, but I made it down here. I just wanted to brag that I work out now one time, but now I can say it. Nothing like going to the gym. But what's best about going to the gym is telling people you went to the gym.
Absolutely. I'm proud of you, Bart, for making the commitment. That's a good thing. See? It's a good thing because one thing about exercising, Bart Winkler, is that you can't out-train a bad diet. However, going to the gym, you'll start making healthier choices so you don't feel like shit if you're on the Stairmaster and that kind of thing. You'll make better dietary decisions. So I'm proud of you, pal.
You did like really a scan am. On me. And my body age is 7 years older than my actual body, my actual age. So I gotta get that number down.
Okay, well, that's good motivation. I'm glad that they have some kind of negative reinforcement, that it's not all just, but that's great. And yeah, so speaking of dietary choices, you know, par for the show, would anybody mind if I just start eating the loudest chips available on the market? I mean, you know, why not that? And then also, too, I have a light bulb, a fluorescent light bulb that I could just smash on the concrete floor down here. It seems like a weird rule on our recycling center that you would have to have your light bulbs pre-smashed, but I'll go ahead and do it because that won't make any noise at all for the good people at home.
Well, lastly, this is a good day to do it. You got something else? What?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the Wanakee area's amateur production of Stomp. So I'll just give you guys a quick rendition of some of the Stomp songs with my 5-gallon bucket. Why not?
Oh, my God. Why don't this is a good day to do all this? I love the bit. Well done. But this is a good day to do it because you can turn that basement of yours into one of those, like, you know, those rooms they have where you can pay to just go break a bunch of shit.
Yes, I have a yes.
That should be your basement after this.
Basement for that. Got my good friend the heavy bag there from the good people of Milwaukee's own Combat Corner. So if you're looking to take your striking game up a few notches, check out Combat Corner where you'll get professional results for amateur prices.
All right, I'm going to bill them. So what do you think about the game?
Your assessment is 100% accurate. More of what we had been seeing in the earlier part of the season. The only surprise is that we allowed ourselves to believe that it wouldn't happen anymore. That was it. That was the writing was on the wall of how this was going to end. I mean, Devondre can't – they – Tampa Bay's offense found a way to get the ball to whoever Devondre Campbell was covering. That's end of story.
I got some comments here on YouTube. Garrett wants to know why Packer fans always blame the defensive coordinator when the players flat out suck.
That's a good point. Yes.
Well, no. I mean, we don't have like the 85 Bears, but a lot of this, like, all the Buccaneers ever needed to do was spread out wide, spread the guys out. They've got Chris Godwin on a linebacker. There was deficiencies in the Packers' game plan that the Buccaneers quickly discovered and then exploited easily. If Chris Godwin is able to continually get past Devondre Campbell on routes, yes, I can say, boy, I wish Devondre Campbell was better at covering Chris Godwin. Or I can realize Chris Godwin is a great receiver and Devondre Campbell is a linebacker and he shouldn't be covering him consistently. Like, you think of all these slot receivers, you need a slot corner, you need a nickel corner, you need somebody that can match up against him. You got the offensive lineman against the defensive lineman. You got the linebackers against the running backs. You should have like the cornerbacks and safeties against the wide receivers. You like match up with the build of these people. A linebacker on Chris Godwin throughout the night is a Joe Barry problem. It's not a Devondre Campbell problem, no matter what the issue is.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with what you said. However, I think we are at the point of this season, as particularly with injuries, where when you look at the possibilities of how you can defend on the spread, when Tampa Bay does spread, what is the best option? I mean, we saw Eric Stokes out there a little bit today. I wouldn't call his performance stellar. No Jair Alexander. So, you know, as much as I hate seeing Devondre Campbell out there on the slot wide receiver, where else, you know, at some point, there is no other option. Like Norm MacDonald and Hot Take Jake will say, you have your choice of shit and fucking shit. And right now, I think Devondre Campbell, as much as I don't like seeing him out there on a wide receiver, he was the shit. There was a fucking shit solution that Joe Barry didn't take. So it's just a big shit sandwich, and we're all going to have to keep taking bites of it until this season is over and the organization does something else. That's all there is to it. And I'm going to go to a live nativity in a few minutes, but it was great seeing your face, Bart Winkler, and I did want to throw in a bit there. I know you like bits, and, you know, I did my best. I'm not good at stuff.
Hey, Sean O'Connell, great seeing you.
All right, Merry Christmas if I don't see you.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Love you, pal.
That's the Sean O'Connell. Quick reminder, I'll get some more comments, some more people. Happy Place Hemp, promo code's BART, 25% off every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com is where you want to go. You get 25% off every single order on the gummies, the THC gummies, the CBD, CBN gummies, the tinctures, the balms. Going to take some tonight to help me get some shut-eye. Otherwise, I'll be just laying there thinking of all the Joe Barry mistakes over and over and over again. This is a problem. Matt LaFleur needs to address it, the whole Joe Barry thing. But Happy Place Hemp, promo code's BART, 25% off. Get your stocking stuffers. Man, what do I get my brother-in-law? What do I get my mom? What do I get my dad? Just get a little tin, put it in there. Get a little sample pack. Have them check it out. So they'll get it to you. They were on the news. I saw Chris on Channel 4. Chris was on Channel 4. They were doing stories about holiday shipping times. But these guys have been very good at getting them out there. And make sure you maybe order early in the week, and then you'll be good to go. But Happy Place Hemp, again, free shipping. You can stop buying Mosquito if you'd like. Otherwise, free shipping. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
One thing I want to say about LaFleur, I'll bring in Hot Take Jake, and I think Tack is here somewhere, so I'll bring him in when he's ready. I got a gray screen on him. I saw him, I think he was plunging a toilet, which I'm not sure if that was a bit or if just that's his thing that he's doing today, because this is always everybody's second option. When Matt LaFleur got hired, it seemed like Matt LaFleur got hired, and it was like there was no other choices. They went through everything. It was their last interview. He got hired, and it feels like they did the same thing with Joe Barry, and they knew each other from different circles, whatever. This was a bad hire from the start. They need to fire him. I don't think they are going to again this week, but I do feel like that will happen. It has to. It has to now before the end of the season, the year, whether they turn it around or not. You don't think Joe Barry gets fired at all, Jake? Why?
Well, first, I'd like to start off by bringing up a young man that comes on this show who was such an incredible take a few weeks back. And he said, this team does whatever is the opposite of what you want them to do. So I was all in on just losing for the sake of many, many reasons. And then they go on this run, they play their best football against two tough teams. And I'm like, okay, the standings show it. You guys got me. I'm all the way back in. And then we get 2 weeks of this. And I learned a lesson. And that's, I know I'm always right. So why would I question myself? People are going to talk about Joe Barry, and he's awful. He's maybe the worst coordinator in the league. And when you consider his track record, that he's never had success, maybe one of the worst coordinators of all time. But to me, it's like...
He was on a team that went 0-16.
Right. To me, it's like if you have a pit bull, or I shouldn't say pit bull because that's not right to single him out, but if you have a dog and it keeps biting kids, you can't be mad at the dog. The dog is doing what the dog knows. Be mad at the parents. Matt LaFleur is Joe Barry's dad in all of this. He is as culpable for this as anyone because everybody has seen this. All we have is shit to look at for the last few years with him as defensive coordinator. And LaFleur is loyalty for the it's loyalty for the sake of loyalty. And to me, if he can look at that and be like, no, we're going to stick with him, that tells me he is not an NFL head coach. He doesn't have the balls, or he's too emotional, or he's just too loyal to somebody that is actively hurting his team every single week. So I don't care about fire Joe Barry. Fire Matt LaFleur. He's not the guy.
Well, what will happen here is Barry's going to get fired in the offseason, and then LaFleur's going to get fired after next season.
Why do we think he's going to get fired?
I don't know. Maybe he won't get fired. Was that a whoopee cushion?
No, that was me in my lips trying to – I pursed my lips about the Joe Barry offseason firing. He should be fired tomorrow.
But he won't be.
But I get it. I get it, but he should be. I mean, like
– This was as bad as, you know, when we watched the Chargers the other night and everyone knew you had to fire Brandon Staley. This is the same thing. He's got to go. And there's a lot of people in the comments, and I'll – continue to get to some of these, but there's a lot of people in the comments that are really trying to focus the Joe Barry discussion and put it back on the players. And like, the players are not as bad as what you saw today. They are being put in bad situations. Is this an all-pro defense? No, but to even have any part of you, and I'm sorry if you've been saying this, but if you're in the comments, or if you're thinking, if there's any part of you that is thinking, if you're listening to this wherever, and you're thinking, gosh, they're being a little hard on Joe Barry, like, then what is wrong with you? He is bad. He is atrocious. And the Bucs could use, Tack, and I'll get to you, the Bucs could use, like, or the Packers could use the Bucs situation. Why isn't anybody going to LaFleur and being like, hey, do this differently, like the Bucs did to Griffin? Be like, hey, this guy fucking sucks. Stop putting us in these young positions. Team. And then Tack disappeared.
Later, Tack. I'm glad you brought that up, Bart, because I did see a lot of vitriol against the players. But to me, it's like, you're not putting these guys in a position to make winning plays. They draft nothing but athletes and aggressive guys that are fast and strong. And then you watch the scheme, and it's like, unless you're one of the three or four guys that rush the quarterback, you are coached to like backpedal and just stand there. It makes no sense. There's no aggression.
There are a lot of coordinators that could come in, and with this defense, if you look at this defense fully healthy on paper, there's a lot of coordinators that would come in here and have this as a top 10 defense without problem. I thought, you know, I'd log on and we'd have a shit on Joe Barry session for anyone to be talking about how the players, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm really kind of fascinated at it. Tom says 452 total yards. Is that enough to settle this coaching staff? Can't say it's just Barry because LaFleur is allowing it to happen. Jake, to your point, LaFleur last week then was like saying some negative things in the press conferences about Joe Barry. But again, he's the one that hired him. So it's not like you are the one that hired him. This is your problem. Don't try to like talk through the media and say you don't like some of these things. This is your guy. It's an extension of you. It's your decision. Tack, before you vanished, what did you have to say?
Sorry. I didn't hear your opening monologue, but like the whole Like, Joe, it was terrible. The whole Preston Smith dropping back into coverage thing against Chris Godwin. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Chris Godwin was open every single play. He could have had 42 receptions for 300 yards. You know, like, it was pathetic. And I don't even care who is our defensive coordinator tomorrow, but it should not be Joe Barry. Like, it was so bad. Today was so bad. And, like, I've been a Joe Barry apologist for all year, probably last year too. But, like, this was so bad. This is not a good team. They have Baker Mayfield throwing the ball. Like, granted, he played okay. Sure. They had a decent running game. But, like, man, it's pathetic. I don't know where we go from here, but I don't care where we go. I think I'm back on, like, team tank. Like, at this point.
Well, it's too late for that. There's no point.
No, it's not. They are not, in the mix for top five.
No. I will get too mad. Don't even. We're not debating between pick 13 and 18 today. I will get too fucking mad.
You're wrong.
No. Please, I'm going to kick you off. If you say another word about it, I'm kicking you off. Please don't. I'm not doing tank. We got the Carolina Panthers next week.
Well, fine.
What about lose with gusto? Can we do that?
I'm not doing lose with gusto. That I'm not a fan of either for Q. Let me read Stalas Tom's 3 points. Since Tim's not here for his shakeaways. Sorry I got mad, but I don't do it. Here's Stalas Tom's shakeaways.
I'm going to do it.
Dallas Tom says, I'm not looking forward to Bryce Young's career game next week. He also says, the difference between Barry and Todd Bowles is like bologna and filet. And John Runyon should be working an office job. Those are the Dallas Tom takeaways. Austin's here. Austin, what's up with you? We got to take Jake Tack and Austin.
We're not doing this tank bullshit. I'm telling you that right now. No, we're winning out, baby. We're going on a run.
And then what? Who cares? The playoffs.
What, 9-8? You can make the playoffs still.
I'll look at the playoff picture in a minute. The Browns have executed somewhat of a comeback on the Chicago Bears, who we also need to worry about. So I'll have an updated playoff picture momentarily. But they got the Dan Shaney insurance stream. There you go. 414-732-2542. And Jake has a Coke Zero. I have nothing today. I have no beverage of choice. Austin, your thoughts on the game? Speak. I have to grab something.
All right. They looked terrible, Jake. I can see why you would want them to lose out, but I don't get what that would do good for us. Going into next season, I don't think that would at all benefit us. At least getting to the playoffs or even missing it by one game might be better for the team than, because we're going to keep a lot of these people.
I just want to get in the playoffs and have them experience that.
Yeah, and if they get it's their asses happening. Waxed, well, okay, so if they miss it by one game, the next year they come in with a little bit more motivation, and then maybe your Joe Barry gets fired. Who knows, but we're not doing that in the middle of the season.
Such a stretch. Here's what I just want to make a quick point about the whole losing thing. Everybody wants to denigrate people. Huh?
I said don't.
Well, no, I just, people don't understand it. They want to denigrate people that are like, why would you say tank? What does it matter? Draft status. It's not even about that. If they lose, we might see changes. And they need changes. And I'm not talking about Joe Barry. They need a new staff. That's where I'm at. I'm on the hill. I will die on this hill. Matt LaFleur is not winning a Super Bowl.
I agree. I've talked about it. LaFleur in the last 4 weeks has been fine. And he's got a shield now. It's Joe Barry.
Well, let me ask you this. Since you think they won't fire him, does that mean that the Packers as an organization have no balls? Because the Bucs fired a guy 2 seasons removed from a championship and a guy that's dealt with major injuries in the playoffs that year. Budenholzer got fired because they held them to a standard. If Green Bay loses out, how do you not fire the guy?
I think part of the firing thing is also, I think Murphy's contract is up at the end of this year, right? Or is it the end of next year?
He's got 2025.
Okay, so he's got one more year. Okay, so I can see why we wouldn't fire somebody right now because maybe somebody's going to come in and have an opinion.
Was your water just running the whole time?
Well, it was running for a little bit. Yeah, I'm trying to heat it up. I'm making
you a fucking wet bandits.
Yeah, I actually we
is that even your house? Are you robbing? Are you robbing that house right now?
This is my home. I'm not robbing or flooding my own home. No.
That's mid-wet bandits.
I just think, Joe Barry's got to go, whatever. I'm down to give Matt LaFleur another chance because I think he's okay. And Bart, you've come around on Matt LaFleur. Don't play that card, right? Or were you playing that card? I don't know.
I don't think, while I was very upset about a lot of things that Matt LaFleur did, I don't think the performance of this team leads for Matt LaFleur to be fired. I think the most fireable thing Matt LaFleur is doing right now is not firing Joe Barry.
Agreed. I think he's got to go. Love played okay. He had some decent passes. Our offense didn't play terrible, I guess. I don't really know what
Rick says. Love had a 74% completion rate, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and you think he started out like the Giants game. He was near perfect today. Early on, there was a couple throws. I don't think the 2 receivers being in the same place was his fault, but the 4th down into the end zone, he was nowhere close.
Nope.
So I'm just pointing that out. I think Jordan Love's our guy. I think he's our guy. So I'm just pointing out that it didn't start as good as it finished, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this Bucs team is so beatable. I mean, it's just disappointing. I was really hoping for a win out of today, back in contention, we're in the wild card spot. The Vikings lost. That's great. And now we're losing the tiebreaker to what?
Oh, look at all this.
Atlanta. We're down from Atlanta. So who absolutely stinks?
Yeah.
They just lost to Carolina. Didn't
Jake
they?
R says maybe Saleh will get canned so he can work with his buddy LaFleur next year. I would not like that. I don't want Brandon Staley here. I don't want Robert Saleh here. I don't want Bill Belichick here, if anybody's thinking that that's even a possibility.
That'll never happen.
Paul says, I don't care if we lose to Carolina. Just beat Minnesota. I'll be in U.S. Bank on New Year's Eve and don't want to bring in 2024 with cackling Vikings in my ear. I would think, and I know the Packers are a draw, but if they kick the Chiefs off a Monday night, they can certainly kick the Packers off of a Sunday night. I think that game's going to get flexed out. New Year's Eve, the Packers are supposed to play at 7:20. The Dolphins and the Ravens have a noon game. I don't know how that's not the game. I mean, the whole point of flexing is so you can get that kind of game in prime time. Even Bengals and Chiefs would be a better game if CBS needs to protect that game. I'm thinking that we're going to get flexed out of New Year's Eve night, but we'll see what happens.
I hope so.
I hope so too. I don't want that.
All right. I actually got to drop out, guys. My wife and 2 children are about to.
Oh, the people are coming home. House you're robbing?
They went to. Yeah. Oh, yes. I have to dip out the back door.
The man with the shovel's about to hit you over the head.
Oh, hey,
old man Marley.
In 1958, he took out half the block.
That's true.
But yeah, my wife and children are about to come home, and I don't want them to participate in the Bart Winkler show. So
why would anyone? Correct. Thank you for your service. Give my regards to the family.
Will do. Austin, Jake, Bart, we'll see you guys soon.
Peace out, buddy.
Bye, guys.
See you, Tack.
All right. And some people are bringing up also the Giants. Packers did get to Baker Mayfield a few times, 5 sacks. Baker today, 22 of 28, 381 and 4 touchdowns. I believe it was – he had a perfect passer rating also. I believe it was –
yeah, that's unbelievable.
The second highest yardage total he's ever had, but a perfect passer rating. And then, of course, we lost to the Giants, and the Giants did absolutely nothing. That's why everybody rushed their Tommy DeVito stories and that stupid agent who – I'm just not into it. I am just not they got their asses kicked today. Giants, Tommy DeVito was 20 of 34, sacked 7 times. So we couldn't sack him. The Saints got to him 7
times. So is that, So is that on Joe Barry then, or our players that we couldn't get to DeVito? I mean, got to Baker.
Yeah,
I don't know. Everyone's complaining.
We couldn't figure out the read option because they were doing that to death on us. Look, when you have a defense that fucking sits back there, I don't know. We're going to be talking in circles. This defense is terrible. The defense is bad.
Yeah.
And I think that there's players that are good and they're not being put in the right position, situation, or whatever. I would like, and I know there's a lot of backups, and I know that Jair's, you know, milk carton and all this kind of stuff, but this is a better, the talent on the defense, we've invested so much into it. Like, I don't understand how Goody's not fucking irate. How is he looking at this and being like, why do I keep spending all this capital on these guys if we're going to give up 40 points to the Buccaneers, 34 points to the Buccaneers? Like, this Buccaneers team, I don't even know how they were 6-7. They play like a 4-9 team. I have no idea.
Looked great against us.
Tom says, Sala, Belichick, or Jim Leonard? I don't think Jim Leonard's coming here. Leonard's got offers. He ain't coming here.
They offered him once.
Ryan, $2 to the Tim Shea Fund. He says, stop playing 10 yards off. Oh, God. Amanda is driving home from the game with her husband listening in. First time seeing what I look like. More handsome than I pictured. Oh, husband is a big fan. Husband and wife like me?
You don't want it.
Just gloss over it, Bart. Press on.
New Year's Eve, we're going to have a soft swing.
What else do we got? Opinionated Lab is with Hot Take Jake 100%. Ben is praying for no tank talk. I shut Jake down.
Hey, if they lose to Carolina, are you going to change your stance on that?
If they lose to Carolina, I'm going to convert to
being
a Cowboys fan full time. Lisa, I don't know if I want any of these players or think they're good enough to be in the playoffs. I don't know if I want any of these players or think they're good enough to be in the playoffs. I don't know what that means.
Too many white claws today for Lisa.
I think they're good enough to be in the playoffs. Let's talk about some of these players, shall we? The Packers today, again, Jordan Love, 29-39. That's a better completion percentage than normal. 2 touchdowns, 111 rating. Not bad. Aaron Jones, some 40 yards on the first drive, and then, 10 yards the rest of the way. Very, again, just baffling how multiple coaching staffs have used this guy now. Kenyon Drake made an appearance and almost fumbled. Dontavian Wicks, big game for him, 6-97. A lot of great yards after the catch. Some people throwing around wide receiver 1 his way. Kraft and Reed both got in the end zone. Good games from them. Congrats to Bo Melton for his first career catch. A couple of sacks from Kenny Clark. I mean, we had 5 sacks. We had a strip fumble. I mean,
What
the fuck? Just a really
still gave up 37. Everything about that game fucking sucked. That was rough to watch. Jake, did you ask what happens if they lose to Carolina?
Yeah, are you guys going to be on the tank bandwagon?
No, I can't do it.
Oh!
So there's literally nothing?
All right, let me interrupt. I'm watching the Bears and Browns. Did you guys see the end of this game?
Nah, TV's in the other room.
The Bears did not have enough time to get into field goal range, so Justin Fields threw it into the end zone. It got knocked around and fell into the lap of Darnell Mooney, who is on the floor of the end zone, and it bounces in and off of his chest and is intercepted. So the Bears nearly won on a Hail Mary. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. So the Browns with Joe Flacco win again.
The NFL sucks this year.
All right, here's Lisa. I don't know if I want any of these players or coaches thinking they're good enough for the playoffs. Oh, okay. experience it to what? The benefits of the fans? I'd rather have him get in. I'd rather have him get in and lose and go through the whole thing than not get in. I would rather have that. Now, it will suck to watch if they get their ass kicked.
But let me ask you this. Hypothetically, okay, there's a couple scenarios here, but these are the two we're playing with. They get in by the skin of their teeth and get their faces kicked in. Or they lose out and they get an entire new coaching staff. What's your pick?
Get in the playoffs.
I don't want to lose out.
Oh, where he dropped off?
Who, Jake?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose three more. I don't want to lose any more. I don't ever want to lose, except for last year on Christmas. I did.
Yeah, which that was a questionable take on you, but I'm going to let that one slide.
Big Ron!
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
How are the bets going today? I'm taking a bath on DraftKings.
I played some daily fantasy as well, and I lost. But I did have Tommy Cutlets over 31 yards rushing. He ended up with 36. And I had the back White for Rashad White for Tampa going over 71, and he hit that. So I'm doing all right.
There you go.
I played Taysom Hill in a guillotine league, and he disappeared.
Didn't he throw a touchdown?
Nope. Oh, he had one carry for 1 yard and one catch for 4 yards.
Shouldn't play him.
Well, my team, I don't even know how I'm still alive. Apparently, Matt LaFleur was asked in the press conference. This is from Sean Pat. He said, Matt LaFleur said, now is not the time for defensive coordinator change.
Of course he did.
Yeah, they are not firing Joe Barry this week. Now is not the time. Now is not the time. But January 8th will be the time. I wish you would have said that. Like, no, I'm not. We're not firing Joe Barry this week, but he should put his house up for sale, is what he should do.
They'll get rid of him at the end of the season, but there's nothing good. Nothing will change defensively if you fire him this week. I mean,
Baker Mayfield completed 20 of 24 passes against zone coverage for 361 yards and 3 touchdowns. Mayfield threw a TD pass to all 4 levels of the field for the 3rd time in his career, the most by any quarterback since 2016. Baker Mayfield becomes the first visiting quarterback ever since Lambeau Field was built to have a perfect passer rating. Wow. And I like Mayfield. I'm not like, I don't know. I don't think Mayfield's bad.
He played well.
This year he's been playing not great. He was the number one pick. I thought he was QB1 coming out of that draft. I was probably wrong. But he is a starting quarterback. He is a like 19 or 20, 21. Like, you're okay. If you need to start Baker Mayfield for a little bit, yeah, okay. This was him taking what we were giving them. He had a good game. He's a good quarterback. I don't know. Here's Tony in Texas. Austin, Big Ron, Tony in Texas. What a panel.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, Bart, you have inspired me. I am at the gym right now throwing some weight around. I am proud of you, sir. I'm glad you're going to start your 2024 in good style. Joe Barry might not be doing the same, Barty. He is what he is. Jake wants Matt LaFleur fired. This is the difference between the Bucs and the Packers, because I don't think Jake quite understands the NFL. Jake, the Packers have the youngest roster in the league. They're developing a quarterback from the ground up. I was sitting with some Chiefs fan, Bart, watching a game today. They're like, man, we want your receiving corps. They love our receivers, the Chiefs fans. So to say that Matt LaFleur should get fired, no, it's a young team. Joe Barry, yes, he needs a go. Does anyone have any replacements for Joe Barry? I would love to hear it. You know, Mike McCarthy was able to get Dan Quinn, from the scrap heap and get him in there. What will Matt LaFleur do next? Is he going to get his buddy, Robert Saleh? I don't know. But you got to have a guy to replace the guy. So who is that guy? Who are you going to replace Joe Barry with? I want to know. Tell me, panel, tell me. Who are we going to replace Joe Barry with?
I mean, just like promote one of the guys on staff. I don't care. I mean,
oh, somebody's got Al Harris. How about an Al Harris party? Let's go number 31, Al Harris.
Fuck it. We could get Al Harris. Let him coach. Greg Winkler.
I'll take Al Harris.
Hey, look at that. Look at that handsome guy. Look at that guy. Greg Winkler.
How about Jimmy Leonard? Barty, Jimmy Leonard. Anyone want Jimmy Leonard?
He doesn't want it.
Greg Winkler says, we didn't get the Baker because we pressure with four guys. Why do we not pressure the opponent's QB? This is you guys know him as a soccer coach. Greg coached, I believe, the ninth grade Woodworth Wildcats to an undefeated season. I want to say 1993. I don't have the year exactly right, but it was quite the year. Oh, I remember it well.
Oh, I would run to brick wall for
Grant. Grant wants Jake to remember that it's December 17th. There's no tank bandwagon. So again, Jake, I don't think is coming at that from picks anymore. He's coming at from, he wants complete change. I don't like, if we lose the next three games, Matt LaFleur is not getting fired. I'm very close.
He's
to
not going to get fired.
I don't think
he's not going to get fired. He was the winningest head coach in NFL history for the first 3 years. You're not going to fire the guy. He's developed a quarterback from the ground up. You got to let him develop these receivers. The thing about Matt LaFleur, if you want to have a knock on him, is he only focuses on the offense. He had to bring in Spisaccia, a special teams guru, former head coach. Now he's got to do something with the defense. And I don't know who that would be. I would like a Jim Leonard or an Al Harris, a couple of names. But this
you got to stop. Like, Jim Leonard's not – stop with the – it's not happening.
Well, give me some names, guys. You guys want him gone? Give me some names.
No.
He was getting fired this week.
No. We're not. I don't need to know every hotshot defensive coordinator to say Joe Barry should be fired. I don't know who. I'll do research, I guess. I don't know. But this is the Jason Kidd thing. The house is burning. You fire him first, get out of the house, find a new place to live after that. This can't happen any longer. It cannot happen anymore.
Yeah, and you know, McCarthy stuck with Dom Capers throughout the years, but Dom Capers at least had a track history, right? There's no track history of Barry. He's been bad and worse.
You know what does have a track history is Tupelo Honey serving up delicious meals. And check out this VIP menu that you will be given if you go there between now and Christmas Eve. Look at this. You will get one of these. So you put in the reservation notes. Bart Winkler, 20% off at TupeloHoneyCafe.com, downtown Milwaukee. They will then give you – Ron, are you there or are you frozen?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. They will give you your meal, 20% off, and then either a free dessert or free appetizer. The desserts are the heavenly banana pudding, the pecan pie, or the chocolate lovin' spoon cake. The appetizers are the fried pickles, spicy cauliflower bites, crispy Brussels sprouts, or the famous fried green tomatoes. So you can get either the free appetizer or free dessert when you go there between now and Christmas Eve. They have a brunch. So,
of course, when Bart goes there, he orders avocado toast.
I did get the avocado toast. It was still early in the morning. I wanted breakfast. It was very good. And I got what I wanted.
Well, you know, you got to be a Timmy Shea and get the waffle and chicken. Like you know, Bart was probably paying for that, right? Tim probably got the
Brew Pack Abs says he tweeted that he'd rather have Wade Phillips than Joe Barry, and Wade Phillips liked the tweet. Wade Phillips, friend of show, by the way. We had Wade on.
Yeah, isn't he like 80 years old?
Phillips? Wade's not defensive.
I saw those old Oiler uniforms today. Remind me of Bump Phillips.
Yeah.
Did they lose? They lost, too.
Oh, I didn't see what happened.
They lost on a field goal.
I think they rivaled the Tampa Bay Creamsicles as the best.
Big Ron, I know you're Mr. Anti-Chicago, but aren't we tied with the Bears right now for the same record? Are we both 6-8?
No, Bears lost today.
Oh, they
did? Bears lost.
They lost to their Brownies. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so here is the playoff picture that many are asking for. The 49ers clinched already. The Cowboys have clinched. They didn't even play today. They are in. My Dallas Cowboys are in the playoffs. Hey, a lot of people were tweeting about me. I tweeted Mike Silver or something that everybody roots for the Niners, and then I don't know. I cow Niners fans in my and shit all weekend.
When I think of Bart Winkler, I think of Italians, and I think of the state of Texas.
Hey, everything's a little bigger here, right?
And how did that guy do? Did he get shot? They lost, right?
They got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. BMC for life, by the way. That's just for one person. Ben says, I never want to hear Bart say my Dallas Cowboys again. How are my Cowboys doing against the Bills? I'm pumped to watch that game. I'm pumped. All right. The Lions are the NFC North soon-to-be winners. And the Buccaneers right now have the NFC South as the 4 seed. The 5 seed's the Eagles at 10-3. The Vikings lost hilariously, and they are the 6 seed. And now the Saints, by virtue of the Packers' loss, we have allowed the Saints, who beat the Giants, to be the 7 seed. We've got to keep an eye on the Rams against Washington, the Seahawks Monday night, maybe against Jalen Hurts, maybe not. The Falcons losing to Carolina is funny, but they do have the tiebreaker on us. So we right now are the 11th seed, 1 game ahead of the Giants and the Bears.
Bart,
we have Carolina coming up. Did you see any of that Carolina game? I know it was raining, but there was no one there. And I mean no one there. I mean, like, there was less than 2,000 people in the stand. So if any Packer fans want to hang out on Christmas Eve in Charlotte, there are going to be tickets available. And then we have who we have, the Bears and the Vikings. We can finish 9-8.
Sure.
So what does 9-8 look like for wild card? Would we get there if we're 9-8? Who do we all got to keep an eye on to lose then? You said we're 11th.
We need the Saints to start losing. They have the Rams, Buccaneers, and Falcons. Jesus. We're not getting in. Playoff dream's dead. We're out.
All right, we'll still go 9-8, though. I don't care what anyone says.
Giants and Niners. Ooh, Ryan, to the Tim Shea Fund. I'd take Al Harris. The reason why Jim Leonard didn't take the job was he thought he could get the Wisconsin job. Packers should tank for a higher pick. What? No. Well, he paid $10, so he can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Well, that is the point about Jim Leonard. He was employed at the time he turned on the Packer job, and now he's a consultant, which is basically unemployed. So,
hey, your boy knows that Jim Leonard's got some job offers. It's some very prestigious job offers, okay?
Do tell.
Man, I've said what I've said. I said what I'm saying.
I think, but there's a gravity to Wisconsin, to stay in Wisconsin, I think, for Jim Leonard.
If Jim Leonard's going to get hired as a DC, then you might as well just, like, he's going to want to be the coach, though.
Well, that could be possible. Although, probably not.
There's no way that that Matt LaFleur is going anywhere when he's still got Jordan Love. They're like, married together with
Austin,
all of this.
You're absolutely correct, Austin. You're right. He's developed Jordan Love. He's not going anywhere. You're right.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony.
So the top defensive coordinators in the league are the Browns, the Ravens, and the Cowboys, believe it or not, by yardage. And by scoring, it's the Ravens and the 49ers.
Everything comes down to right now, when is Joe Barry getting fired? I don't care what LaFleur says. Like, they are going to move on. They absolutely have to. And if they don't, like, I do think some of the players should be like, we're not playing for this fucking guy no more.
Have they gotten to that point already?
I don't know. The Bucks got mad at their coach when they were 12-5.
Hey, Bart, back to your dad's point about rushing 4 guys only. I don't think they trust the defensive backs. That's why.
It's a good take.
Well, it's also, yeah, it's a bunch of young guys.
Well, that, I mean,
but, well, then what are you going to do? So then you're just going to let linebackers cover the slot receiver all day?
Well, they're just hoping they fuck up in the red zone, and they didn't fuck up very often in the red zone this game, did they?
No, and we were letting, like, the phrase non-playable characters. We were letting those guys. Like, who the fuck scored a touchdown today?
Kieft. Yeah.
Some guy with big hair.
It's not a name. And I know I'm Bart Winkler saying this, but Cole Kieft is seven letters put together. It's like a word. The Cole Kieft are the seven letters you get in Scrabble, and you're like, fuck, I can't make any words out of this.
Sounds like the next country star, Cole Kieft.
I guess you could make kite. Yeah, whatever. And then David Moore.
Well, and Godwin got two, right? Did Godwin get two?
Godwin had one. No, he didn't even score.
I could have sworn he did. Okay, whatever. Don't listen to me.
Rashad White, Evan scored. Godwin, though, was 10 for a buck 15, and we know Godwin's good, but the last six games he, like, had a total of that many catches. I don't know. Fucking disaster.
I think Godwin was a 10 for a buck 55. How do you have 155 receiving yards and not score a touchdown? That might be an NFL record.
Ryan says, can LaFleur get a good defensive coordinator? He couldn't last time. He's so close to the hot seat if he's not there already. Maybe we should do that thing where we have we hire like a firm to hire a guy for us. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just promote, like, you know how the Packers give out High School Coach of the Week award? Just let that guy run the defense for a week.
Just don't have a defensive coordinator. I don't know. Let them go out there and do whatever the hell they want.
Let's just let them play ball.
Yeah, just backyard it. And it was just such a hard 2 weeks of football to watch after.
Let's do a contest.
Hey, Austin, I got to get your opinion on this. What do you think about Jair? Is this guy being a clown? Is he really hurt? What do you think, Austin?
Man. Well, sometimes he is a clown, but I think that's like part of him. I know that my looks at him is that guy doesn't want to tackle. He doesn't want to get physical. He probably is hurt. And it's just, you know, if he wants to try to pick off balls, that's all he goes for. I don't know. I'm good with him being done. He cannot play the rest of the year. We can get rid of him. It's fine with me. He doesn't play anyway. I think he's probably hurt. And speaking of injury, like Aaron Jones, I wonder if that MCL acted up on him in the second half, and that's why he wasn't as involved. Because in the first half, he was pretty involved, and they were looking pretty good with the run. What do you think about that, Tony?
Well, yeah, I'm with you on that. And then, you know, all those years, Bart, we've complained about Aaron Jones not getting enough carries and saving him. Well, they saved him. And he couldn't handle the load. And then Austin and Big Ron, you get Kenyon Drake in there, who looks like like you and I carrying the ball. Holy shit, that was awful, that one run.
Yeah, he got benched for that near fumble.
Yeah.
As well he should have.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch the rest of these games. I'll pop on after the Bucks.
Bucks post game.
All right, yeah.
Rockets. Hey, I tell you what, this in-season tournament, which I was not a fan of, I think it did kind of awaken the beast with the Bucks, Bart. The Pacers pissed the Bucks off.
Yeah, they're a team now. They're cohesive.
Okay, that's all you got? Okay.
Talk about it on the Bucks post-game show. See you guys.
Bart, this is why we have the privilege of being on this show. I look forward to listening to you, Bart, on CBS Radio and your Bucks post-game. I appreciate
it. No, wait. Who was the Bucks player who elbowed the Pacers GM in the ribs? Does anyone know?
Bucks player.
I think that was a fake. I think that was him giving some BS.
That was the coach at the press conference. He said the GM got elbowed in the ribs.
Yeah, I think that was some BS.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that was just them trying to be like, well, it wasn't all us.
Oh, okay.
Let's cut out.
I'm loving Bobby Portis right now, though. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Bobby Portis right now. He's got the team fired up. And Giannis' kids on the sideline, that got me excited, too. I'm all about the Bucks right now, too.
All right. Q jumped in very late. What awful take do you have?
I'm just surprised everyone's not super excited about the team that won three games in a row a month ago.
Q, do you like the Packers?
I love the Packers. I don't understand why people are okay with mediocrity. Like, I just don't get it. So, like,
Q,
the fact that we're
good teams. Q, tell me three good teams in the NFL right now that are Super Bowl favorites.
What are you talking about, Tony?
Yeah, tell me who's good. Who's
the whole league mediocre? This is never a Super Bowl year.
Yeah,
the Cowboys. But, I mean, the league is mediocre.
I'm watching the end of these games.
I'm
not doing the same like conversation we've had every week.
I'm just saying it's 8-9. That's the ceiling and the floor for this team is 8-9.
Well, then what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I also don't think we should bring LaFleur back just because we're bringing Jordan Love back. Like, I think there's been plenty of quarterbacks that have a second coach. I've just seen enough of Matt LaFleur, and I don't think
I'm just living in reality, man. I can want what I want. Joe Barry, what's up, Pat? Joe Barry is getting fired at the end of the season, I believe. What is this? You guys are pissing me off.
Here's my spin on it.
This is state media, Politburo, Bart Winkler. What do you want me to do? You want me to come on here and say fire Matt LaFleur today?
When is Mark Murphy's contract done?
2025.
I don't give a fuck about that either. I want to have these conversations without talking about Mark fucking Murphy.
I think he's the president of the organization. That's how it works. So you're telling me that he's just going to – his last season with the Packers, he's going to actually have, like, a lame duck coach in Matt LaFleur.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
I highly doubt it. That's not what his predecessor did.
Mark Murphy would be the lame duck, Bart. I think that's what Q meant.
Yeah, I'm saying he's going to want – if we have a losing season this year, if we don't make the playoffs, he's not going to sit on his hands and let the organization that he's been running for the past two decades – he wants to be part of the decision making process that puts the team in a good position going forward.
Jake says Bart doesn't like when he's wrong and when he's proven wrong. I don't even know what I'm right or wrong about.
I'm on your side, Bart. These guys are just NBA guys. It's a microwave society, these guys.
I don't know what you are, Tony.
This was a season.
I think you're an attention
whore. This was a season. This was a season where it's going pretty much like we thought. I mean, there's been some ups and downs and some wins we didn't expect and some losses we didn't expect. But Jordan Love's getting better. The receivers are getting better. The defensive coordinator is bad. Nothing about any of this is that surprising.
It's not new. Nothing. Yeah, it's not shocking.
This is what we thought it would be. I don't know. Whatever, man. I mean,
I think it's gotten – so these conversations have gotten.
What the fuck? Yes, sir. Like, it's like every Bucks game, every Bucks game, win or loss. Who can we fire? Who can we trade? Every Packers game, win or loss. Who can we fire? Who can we trade? How about watch a game, talk about what happened in the game, and then move on? Well, why is everything got to be fucking like, let's have a huge tectonic shift of organization?
I don't think I'm. Like, I'm not saying that after everyone.
This is mid is hell. Mid, yes, it's the first year. Like 2008, Rodgers was 6-10. Were we talking about firing McCarthy? Were we talking like this is the same? It's the same shit. It's the first year with a new offense.
You're talking,
and we got to figure out the defense because that's the problem.
They're NBA guys. They're NBA guys.
There's no patience. Nobody. Everybody knows what is happening, but nobody like. I don't know. It's very odd.
I mean, you keep saying you don't know, but then you're not letting me talk. So,
because I don't like what you're saying.
Well, I'm not denying anything you're saying. I'm just saying in like the cycle of a team, we're better off losing right now than winning because we have
that. But what good does that do?
I'm trying to explain it, but you guys, I'm just going to go. I'm not calling it.
All right. I won't talk. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Q. See you guys. Sorry, Q.
Look, Packers lost.
Oh, he left.
We're all little, yeah, Q. I didn't let Q speak. He said he's not calling after Bucks either. He's very mad at me.
I don't get what good losing does. What does that bring to your locker room? Oh, it's good to for fans, fine, if that's what you want to change.
Austin, yeah. Would you rather be a Carolina Panther fan right now or a Green Bay Packer fan?
A Green Bay Packer fan all fucking day.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't get what good comes from losing.
These are NBA guys. These Q and Jake are NBA guys trying to talk about football. That's not the way the world works.
Q, if you want to come back in, I will take myself away from the screen.
I'll mute myself.
I will not speak.
Yeah, I won't say anything.
You can
have
as long as you want, but
just let this foot
if you're not coming back in, then I'm going to go.
No, I agree with Austin, man. There's a lot of optimism with the Packers because they have the youngest team in the NFL, and there's a lot of salary cap coming off the cap
right,
in the next couple years.
Ron, you're the stock market guy. Wouldn't you buy stock in the Packers right now, long term?
Yeah, I absolutely would, man. I also buy stock in Penn National Gaming, ticker PENN. Take a look at that one if you want a stock pick.
Oh, with their ESPN deal?
Yeah, the ESPN deal. Their market share in December went up from the online market share in November went up from 10% to 27%. So that'll hit their quarterly report next quarter. When they report that, the stock will go way up. So take a look at that one. It's at $25 a share.
We got some insider trading going on here.
No,
I just wrote that down. I just wrote that down.
Public knowledge. Okay. That's all mosaic method, public knowledge, man. Insider trading would be like if I worked at Penn and I was giving you.
I got all the stock I need right here in my Green Bay Packers.
There you go. I'm an owner too, baby, right there.
I got the one piece of stock I need.
How's that Bitcoin? All right.
Huh?
How's that Bitcoin treating you, that crypto?
I got out of that long time ago. I made $1,000.
Crypto was back up to like 46,000 Bitcoin. It's been
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that.
All right.
Yeah, we're
once
good.
We get to crypto, I'm done, boys. Love you guys.
We kicked Q got, you know, Q can't be afraid, Q. Stay around, man. Have your take. I don't get
good
it.
Show, everyone. Well done. Dave,
the hell of a show, man. Emotions bringing out the best out of Packer Nation.
All right.
Okay, for the record,
the Bucks
we don't
play
want
the night against the Rockets.
Bucks play at 7 o'clock Jersey time.
Oh, 6 Central? Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to watch the Cowboy game. Have fun tonight, guys.
All right. Our Cowboys.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now. The Bucks get a win, and that is a very familiar thing that we are saying. The Bucks got another win. Wow, lo and behold, the Bucks got another win. And to piggyback off some of what we talked about in the Packers discussion earlier on Sunday, the name of the game sometimes might be patience. The name of the game sometimes might be let's see how things play out for a little bit. And I think there's a lot of people that wanted Adrian Griffin fired. And I would like to ask you to admit that you were impatient, that you were reacting from a place of, well, I'm not really sure what you were reacting out of, but it was weird. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls on November 13th by a score of 118 to 109. And that is when there was an article posted to Brew Hoop, a longtime blog, a longtime important part of the Bucks online stratosphere, that said Adrian Griffin needs to be fired. And mind you, this came after a victory. Since then, the Bucks, and that was after a win, again, like I mentioned. Since then, the Bucks beat the Raptors, Hornets, Mavs, and Wizards. They then lost to the Celtics, a game that was, you know, kind of sloppy. Bucks came back and nearly won. So they lost the game. Then they beat Washington, Portland, Miami, lost to Chicago overtime. That game sucked. Beat the Hawks, beat the Knicks, lost to the Pacers in the in-season tournament, beat the Bulls, Indiana, and Detroit. So not a murderer's row schedule, but consistent wins. And Houston tonight, beating Houston. Consistent wins and scoring a lot of points. The Bucks have been putting up just a ton of points. I mean, I can't like tell you how many times I look at this, the score, and we go into halftime, and the Bucks already have some 70 points. The best offensive ratings in NBA history, the Nets in 2020 had a net rating. And again, I'm not even sure how these are calculated, but I'll use it for reference. The best offensive rating in NBA history was the Nets when they had Harden, KD, Kyrie. It was the Kings last year at 119. And over the last 15 games outside of tonight, the Bucks rating was 124.3. So what that says is the Bucks are on a historic run offensively, where they are just dominating, playing very well. They are on a historic run there. They put up 128 tonight. They had 146 against the Pistons, 140, 133, 119, 146, 132. So they're playing very well. I've got some comments here that we will go through. I also want to bring back to the show Tony in Texas.
Hey, Tony. Bart, that was a good win. Back-to-back games against a gritty Rockets team that is a really good team that's had big wins. And that coach is a hell of a coach. With the way they were playing Giannis today, I thought it was really smart by the Rockets. But the Bucks are showing me something, man. They're gutting these wins out. I mentioned on the previous YouTube show that I think that in-season playoff, that Pacers matchup, has really got this team to rally together and play harder. I thought today they showed a lot of grit, and it's a good win, man.
And also to the show, Ben L., who looks very festive. And I believe you've been anti-Griffin, haven't you?
No. No, I'm anti-LaFleur.
Oh, yeah, fuck that guy. Okay, I knew it was one of them. What'd you think about the game tonight, Ben, or just the Bucks in general these last few nights?
Well, I tweeted at you. I'll repeat the tweet. I think the Bucks' new defense is their offense. You know, over 70 points the last four games in the first half. I mean, they had 81 against the Pistons. I mean, it's the Pistons, but I mean, they're putting themselves in a position to win the game before the game is even halfway over. So you can't complain about that.
No, some people will, though. Is it bad? Like, if a good offense is their defense, is that it's different? You know, it's not like we're not going to have three guys all NBA first team defense or whatever we were aspiring to. But I don't give a. I mean, if they're putting up 140 points, you're not going to outscore this team. Got a tweet from Mike the Painter. He says this was a nice win against the young, tough and well coached Rockets team with Giannis breaking another record, becoming the all time Bucks leader in rebounds. And I've got some fun stats on that. So stick around. We'll be reading some fun stats there. Ben, I think, you know, where they're at, that Pacers win. Tony, we've talked about this, that Pacers win, or the loss, rather. No. First, the loss may have, like, you know, sparked some things. And I think Dame was talking after about how, you know, we're with each other. I mean, this is our thing. And I don't know. I just think that this is a team that, as they're constructed, I'll just go back to this. As they're constructed, this is what we thought we'd be getting. Now it got a little closer at the end, but this is what we thought we'd be getting. They're going to put up a shitload of points. They're really hard to stop. They've got a lot of different weapons. When you start to write off Chris Middleton, he is a monster fourth. I saw someone on Twitter say that they should just not play Middleton until the fourth, and he can be like our closer and just be fresh for 12 minutes and just nail down shots. Wait,
well, Bart, I mean, that's actually not a crazy
I fucking love that idea.
Yeah,
not a crazy take, great. But I don't know if you remember Sidney Moncrief at the end. It kind of reminds me of Sidney the last couple of years in Milwaukee. You know, he was still a good player, serviceable, but the knee, you could just see it's tough to watch Chris. You know, he's laboring through it, and he was really good, but you could tell the man's in pain, and he's not the same player athletically. He never was a great athlete, but you know, the lateral movement's tough, the jumping's tough, but with Chris. But, man, he had some vintage Chris Middleton shots today. It looked like 2021 all over. And they need that guy if they're going to make a run in the playoffs this year.
Could you imagine if an NBA team actually did that? Like, they're like, Chris, he just sat there, and you just see him, and he's just ready, and he's, like, hanging out. And then maybe he just doesn't even come out until halftime. And then
he jogs out of the locker room.
Well, yeah, they call into the pen.
It's like, yeah. Josh Hader. Yeah. Josh Hader was a starter at one time, and he couldn't start. So they put him in the bullpen. So
in the nights that we're getting, like, if we're losing in the fourth quarter, and it's like, okay, we're not going to win this game. He just gets a night off.
Hey, but I will say a big key of this team, and you can say Griffin is making this move, is Andre Jackson Jr., that defensive intent, and how many loose balls. And, you know, I've been critical, Bar, to the Bucks and just NBA regular season in general. Like, I'll hear your buddy Grant Bill say, that's the NBA, that's the way things are. Well, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You can actually show effort and grit. And Andre Jackson Jr. is showing that right now. And how many tip balls and rebounds did the Bucks get this last game just because of him?
Well, he played 36 minutes tonight. 9 points. Yeah, I heard that. That's I think, the thing that I was the most surprised at. Because he got the start the other night when there were guys hurt. And he played 26 minutes against the Pistons. But 36 minutes in this one starting, and not one of these, like I always say, it's like senior high school. There's a senior on the team. His family's been very supportive of the program. So they start him. He plays for 2 minutes and then he don't play the rest of the game. But he always starts. He always starts, but he doesn't play the rest of the game. Like sometimes teams kind of do that. Not the case here. He came back in, fouled out again.
He had that big hustle play when Giannis decided to take a three for some reason, and then he ran it down, and Ajax got it and forced the second possession for the Bucks, and I think we scored on it, actually.
Huge play. Yeah, I think Dame scored in that one. But, you know, eventually he's going to have to develop some kind of three-point shot if he wants to be a viable option in offense. But that's a good draft pick by Horst right there. That guy's going to be a contributor.
Lillard with 37 minutes and 39 points. Always nice when you can outpace that. This is the kind of night that you think you'd get from him. 12 of 13 from the line, 11 of 19, 5 from 8 from 3. Giannis at 26. I'll talk about the rebounding in a minute. He had 17. Middleton with 20. A lot of those coming in the fourth quarter. Lopez with 18. Bobby with 11 off the bench. We got a young Bucks fan there in the crowd, I hear. Is that your kid, Ben, or Tony? Did you have a surprise?
Oh, you guys are hearing that? Yeah, that actually kind of funny. Quick story. I was listening to the post game on the Packers post game with my kids, and my son decided to take his first steps while I was listening to the post game.
Really?
So he's going to take his second steps on the Bucks post game, Ben? Is that what we're looking at?
He's running around already, so I might be taking jumpers for all I know.
Well, so no matter what happens with you or me or anything, you always remember his first steps were during a Bart Winkler Show post game.
Hey, maybe. I don't know. I don't think so, but
then
it just was a coincidence.
Did you record it?
I tried really hard to send it to my wife who was at work, but I got him a couple times after that.
Yeah, we got our kids. I think it was happening, and then like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. And of course, he stopped right as I got the camera working. Yeah.
Well, Ben,
did he keep going? Did he like? Was it? This is a first steps post game show now. Did he keep going, or was it like? Did he stop? And because my kid, it was just he went around the table, and there's just that he did that for 20 minutes.
Oh, really? No, he went like five, and then just was like sat down.
Well, that's cool. Good moment. Good moment,
yeah,
everybody.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll mute. Hold on.
I was going to say, Ben, he can't be any worse than Devondre Campbell in coverage there, your little guy.
No, probably better than Quay at the goal line, too.
Quick Packer update. They still have not fired Joe Barry. The Rams won, which hurts us. The Cowboys, my Cowboys lost, got smoked. Oof. Jeez. What a bunch of frauds my Cowboys are.
Yeah, when's the last big road win the Cowboys have had?
Like Super Bowl in Tempe, Arizona against the Steelers?
Exactly. They never win on the road.
95. Eliza says, Giannis had a shit game tonight. While absolutely getting swarmed in the paint, still came away with a respectable contribution.
Yeah,
that's free a good throw point. Sucked. Yeah, what was Giannis tonight from the line?
50% shooting. That's a really good point. His free throw shooting wasn't good either today, but you know.
Well, he was bleeding also.
Yeah, and the Rockets coach, the former Celtics coach, what's his name? What's his name again? Bart, I forgot. Tells his name.
Ime Udoka.
Aduka, whatever his name is. Damn good coach. Damn good coach. I can't pronounce his name, but he's a damn good coach.
He got his ass ejected. And I would have started the stream a little earlier, but I was waiting to see what happened with the game ball. But yeah, Giannis, that's the best part about Giannis is you can watch him and be like, this isn't just, it's just not the best Giannis game. And then it's like, oh, 26 and 17. Oh, okay. The records that he broke in terms of the Bucks records, he is now the all-time leading rebounder. According to Lori Nickel, and she says this is from the Bucks, Giannis is now the franchise leader in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, triple-doubles, games, minutes, field goals made, and free throws made. He has the most points, rebounds, and assists on a team history, joining one of four players to lead a franchise in all three of those categories. Did you guys see the tweet? Do you want to guess?
No.
You don't want to guess?
I don't want to guess. Tell me it.
LeBron with the Cavs, KG with the Timberwolves, and Jordan with the Bulls.
Hey, let me ask you this. Would it be unheard of to build a statue in front of Pfizer right now while he's playing? Would you be okay with that?
They can do whatever you want.
I think people would accept that.
Well, a statue is like that like jersey retirement, Wall of Honor. It's all great. A statue is a whole nother level of like peak.
United Center, right? The Jordan statue.
Yeah, and you know you're gonna build one.
Yeah, let's do it while he's playing.
So just fucking do it now.
Exactly. I'm glad you're behind me on that one. You know they have one.
Build it where the Bradley Center was. And build it like, you know, the St. Louis Arch where you can like go in it, that little, you go in these little tiny elevators. You're like, build something that we can, or the Statue of Liberty. Let us climb in it. Make it very high. Make it a part of the skyline. Make it 40 stories high.
I agree.
Googie moogie.
Do you still hear the background noise?
Louder than before. Yeah.
Hey, really?
I'm not leaving you, Bart. I'm coming back.
Oh, damn. Really? You hear the background noise?
Yes.
Ah, shoot.
Well, why don't you throw it? I'm not going to stay on that long with the Bucks. So if you got any final points and then.
Well, I wanted to. I couldn't be on for the Packers, so I was hoping to throw a couple things out there for the Packers.
Oh, yeah. Say some Packers stuff.
I'm not saying Matt LaFleur should be fired. At 3-6, I think that's a fireable offense. 6-6, he built his reputation back up. If he loses out, it's unfortunate, but I think he will get fired. I think he deserves a second chance next season, but Joe Barry can't come back, right?
Joe Barry cannot come back. LaFleur, in his presser, was like, now is not the time. And then he was talking about how, yeah, there's all these things, they're just not getting better. It's like, I think he's trying to protect his guy or at least get to the end of the season. But there's a small part of me that thinks he might, like LaFleur, just might not be able to connect the dots.
That'd be bad.
I mean, it's a very small part.
But I do still stand by the fact that the play calling is erratic and running Jones 5 times in a row on the first drive and then not 5 more times the rest of the game is terrible. Having 8 reverses in one game and then not running a single reverse the following game is terrible.
Well, did you want more Kenyon Drake? Is that what you're looking for?
No.
No AJ Dillon.
Yeah, I guess wouldn't that be the time to run the reverses when you don't have AJ Dillon, right? I don't understand the logic. Like,
well, obviously, they're setting up the play for the next play. If you're talking about that 3rd-and-1 play, which play are you talking about with Jones? Because I thought Jones, he let's face it, this guy is not a linchpin running back.
I agree. You're right. I mean, he's not a 20
idea I had earlier. The Middleton idea I had, maybe that's what we should do with Jones. Just
have
him only in the fourth quarter.
Well, Dillon too, though, because Dillon gets it going. He gets, you know, the guys are worn down, and then you got to tackle that 240 Quadzilla. So, but
I thought the play calling was okay today. I got no issue with that. But you got to, I mean, the difference was our defense was god awful, and they didn't score in the red zone like they needed to. They needed to keep up with the Buccaneers, and they didn't.
Think about that statement you just said. They needed to keep up with the Buccaneers. That's terrible.
And they made Baker look like Tom Brady.
Better than Brady. Perfect. I mean, I'm not going to hate on the GOAT or, sorry, Ryan Horvath, but whatever.
Perfect quarterback rating at home for the first time ever at Lambeau. Is that what I heard, Bart?
That's correct.
You heard from me. My lips to your ears.
Yeah.
All right, so, I'm going to get back to the Bucs.
Let's get back to the Bucs. All right. Okay. I'm watching.
Eliza, you all absolutely minimize Middleton, and it's gross. You don't notice the little things he does that aren't recorded on the stat sheet. For example, communication and utilization. No, and I was just throwing out an idea that I had seen. There's been no man in this city that has advocated for Middleton more than me.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I was fighting people on that first contract when he signed for 4 for $40. I said, guys, the cap's going up. This is a great deal. No, 10 million. Like, for some reason, when I was with Chuck and Mike, the $10 million threshold was like, fuck you. You suck. You need to be MVP. They were like real weird about it. $10 million. That Middleton thing was just for fun. I've always been pro Middleton. I'll go 5 wide here. Hot take, Jake is back for more. And Tack is back for more.
I didn't watch the game at all, but I totally agree with Tony. You got to put like the Rio de Janeiro Giannis statue up on a hill. Like he's got
like that big Jesus you want?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Like
a statue of Giannis?
Like a Kanye West album cover?
Yes, but Giannis. Up on the
so
hill, like
maybe Giannis should Giannis be at the port so that when immigrants are coming to Wisconsin through the port of Milwaukee, they see Giannis like people used to see labor, like my great grandfather Artilio Brunelli used to see. Think
the immigrants are from Illinois.
Oh, yeah, also they fly now. Not everyone is by boat. However, like right by,
I'm nope, they like, take right the Lewis this. And Clark. They take the Lewis and Clark St. Lawrence Seaway or uh-huh. Seminary, isn't that school? No, and then they fly through the Great Lakes. And then they get in.
So I'm thinking, like, actually, right by his restaurant, they should just build it on top of that restaurant, that Greek restaurant. Just a huge fucking statue, like I don't know. 250 feet tall. Giannis.
But then he should be dunking and then like across town, like in West Dallas or some shit, should be another statue of Middleton throwing up a lob.
Oh, it should be Drew throwing up the lob.
Yeah, but fuck him. He left.
Not our fault. Or not.
And then, like by the airport leaving town, there should be a giant statue of Lauren Holiday writing an Instagram post.
That would be tight. That makes a lot of sense.
Jake, any thoughts from you, sir?
Yeah.
Jake, while the value's high.
I wanted to talk about the Bucks game, but I forgot what I was going to say. Oh,
well, Middleton traded now that his value is at an all-time high, right? After that
big game. I will never stop with Middleton trade, so you can complain all you want. That's not happening.
Before the injuries, though, the guy was a top 20 player.
Yeah, when available. No. But that's the big if. The most important ability is availability. So I said
top 20 player, Tony. That's crazy.
In the league? I think so. Middleton, I think he's in that category. 20?
Yeah.
So you think?
I mean,
at one point we had two top 20 guys.
He was like,
we still do. We have Dame and Giannis.
He was like,
Sure, but Middleton never qualified.
Middleton was like, he was an all-star. He was top 25-ish.
Yeah, he's like a Paul George light. You know,
he ain't top 20 now.
He's in the vicinity.
We're talking 20, though. Like, we're saying top 20, and he's like 18, 19, 20.
Right now?
Back in 21.
From 2019 to 2020, he was a top 20 player, yes. That's my opinion.
I wanted to give Giannis's
PR
team.
There's been a time in Chris Middleton's career where he has been a top 20 player. I don't know when it was or how long it was for, but there has been a time.
For like a week.
Yeah, a couple games. I agree with that, Jake.
I don't know when, how long. but there's been a time. Did you see the Ringer? The Ringer had their top 100. Giannis was at 4 currently, which is bullshit. Dame is 16. Brooke is 62. Middleton's currently 74, according to the Ringer.
Yeah, like Johnny Knoxville.
Hmm.
Like the Johnny Knoxville movie, The Ringer.
Yeah, how did that get made?
I just saw a John Mulaney commercial, and I know you did a John Mulaney imitation, didn't you?
Look at me, I'm on a commercial. Whoever thought I'd be in an advertisement selling you wares and goods?
That's Olivia Munn's husband, I believe, or something.
Hugh says, Tony is such a fake poser, trashes Giannis all the time, then says this. What a joke.
Well, he does stupid shit. That is true. He does do stupid.
He has a great PR team. I got to give him props on that for getting his kids on the bench after the whole hissy fit. Good move.
Q said this. Oh, Q. Q's got no street cred with me.
All right. Hey, you guys did Q wrong earlier.
I didn't.
That was lame.
He could have said what he wanted
to say.
That was
the most Fox News ass shit I've ever seen.
No, that was like the show Big Brother. He got voted out.
I didn't kick him off.
Kicked him out. Head of household kicked him out.
I didn't kick him off.
Winkler survived.
He just got sick of wasting his breath. That's all it was.
Yeah, I don't. I agree with Q in most cases. I'm pro Q, I think, except for, I don't know if he's still on the.
Well, you motherfuckers come on here. It's like always so sad. Everyone comes on here. Like, if you're going to come on a live stream for anything, why is everybody coming on so sad all the time? Everyone's just so sad all the time, just so sad.
Tony, muted. I think the show with the Packers has gotten to a point where they don't like any dissension or dissenting opinions, and everybody just wants to agree. So if somebody comes on with a disagreement, then they just attack them rather than listen
to
the discussion.
Disagreements. It's not like saying, oh, you know, I don't think Christian Watson's the number one. I think it's Dontavian Wicks, or I don't think that the Packers should be playing zone as much as they're playing. It's like everything needs to change immediately now. It's like, whoa, fucking Christ, like, whoa.
Well, that's true, though.
Changing an NFL coach, Jake, is a lot different than changing an NBA coach, or changing an NFL roster is not the same.
I like Q's thoughts that Green Bay is just kind of synonymous with mediocrity now, and that's a shame. But I'm actually I'm going to take a little break from talking Packers on this show because it doesn't seem to be very productive. But I will talk Bucks. I thought Middleton, he can be effective, but I think he needs to be a 20 to 25 minute per game guy. And with his and Dame's offensive skill set, I'd like to see them tier those minutes. So Middleton should be coming off the bench. I've said this before and people take it like it's this awful sign of disrespect to say that he should come off the bench.
He's only playing the fourth quarter, so we'll.
Right, but it's not disrespectful. And if it's disrespectful to him, I question the ego. Manu Ginobili came off the bench for the Spurs, got them a title or two. And I just think for this team, a bench is a weakness right now. You have enough offense in your starting five with Giannis and Dame and on some nights Brooke. I think you get, I love what Andre Jackson Jr. did. Him and Jay Crowder are great fits for that starting lineup with Giannis, Brooke, and Dame. And then if you have a bench of Middleton, Portis, Connaughton, and Beasley, I think that's a formidable bench. I think that the team, you just tier the minutes to where Dame and Chris, you have at least one of those guys on the floor at all times. You have a nice, steady, consistent offensive threat to go along with the whirlwind that is Giannis when he's in there. And I just think it's a better balance, better balanced team if you take Chris off the bench.
I love that in theory, but I feel like Chris just needs, like, he needs minutes to get going, you know, and he's not going to have that off the bench. I don't know.
I think that's what's happening right now. I mean, I feel like everything you explained is what I've witnessed, other than Beasley being a starter and not a bench guy.
Yeah, well, and you know, if you want to keep Middleton healthy,
is he Wally Pippen Beasley?
Beauchamp, I think he's clearly he's supplanted Beauchamp for sure as the wing prospect. I don't have a lot of hope left for Beauchamp, but we'll see what happens. I mean, what does he do better than Andre Jackson Jr. at this point?
I mean, tonight he just kind of got in some cardio.
I'm with you on that, Jake, because what AJJ is bringing is something the Bucks don't have, right?
Yeah, and I think Jackson is one of those guys that can be super effective without the ball and without usage, too. You saw him make the hustle plays tonight, and Beauchamp, I always feel like he has to think about everything before he does it. Like, he's not a reactive player. It's like, think, wait, go.
Yeah. Corey says, I like seeing Middleton with Giannis and Dame. Throw Middy the ball against the third, fourth best defender, and he will win that matchup.
Well, and that's something that I think gets misconstrued, too. If I say I want him off the bench, that doesn't mean I don't want him finishing the fourth quarter in crunch time. I think if you
could
limit
also
those
what
minutes.
You want. Like, he could start, and then the minutes could be staggered. So you can.
Well, it's just a little bit more difficult if you're starting the first and second half with those both of those guys in the lineup. So I think it's easier to tier those minutes. And in general, you need to limit Middleton's minutes to make sure that he's going to be healthy when you need him to be. So I think 20 to 25 minutes is perfect for him.
Q says Dame made his 39 look easy tonight. It's nice when Dame feels comfortable against a team. Seems like he has more rhythm against familiar foes. Hopefully he can get more rhythm within our offense as well. Dame's looked great last couple nights. Dame looked very good. I think it's like, again, this is why I keep saying, like, this team is good. I'm not changing nothing.
I wanted to think, too, that Indiana, that was such Bush League horseshit, but I also think Giannis reacted the complete wrong way that he should have. But the biggest silver lining to that is I think they may have awakened a monster there, not just in Giannis, but in the Bucks. Because to me, the Bucks, in general this season, some nights more than others, looked like they kind of lacked focus, lacked passion, and lack that fire. And if that's what it takes is, you know, somebody trying to do some Bush League bullshit to you, whatever, I'm fine with it. Continue to harness that fire.
And to your point, you've been high on Bobby Portis, Jake, like I've been. And for the people that want to trade Bobby for a backup big man, just look at what happened here the last few games with Bobby and then leadership that he should. Who else is stepping up on the team to show leadership?
No. Big Bob on a ass. That's right.
Yeah, Bobby is not. He should not be on the block. Also, to Jake, to your comment about Giannis, like, come on, man, you're an All Pro. You are an NBA champion. Like, don't be chasing down your ball.
Why not? Right.
I will say this: he is very childlike, though. He's a little.
I get it.
He's a kid.
No one has ever been this good and gotten this much disrespect in NBA history.
He does.
I get it. You want your game fucking game ball. I get it. You
want
your game
ball. I want the statue of Giannis to be him build a tunnel, and then the statue of him could be running down the tunnel.
No, I have a statue. Giannis is holding him back. Just have like the whole team holding him back.
To me, the play there should have been like you go into the press conference and you say, hey, they didn't want to give me the ball. That's cool. You guys get the ball. I got this win. That would have been the perfect thing to say.
And it would have been sweet, too, if every NFL running back just handed the ball to the ref like Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith.
Fucking not even it. Remotely comparable. Come on.
Giannis, score 65 later in the year. Score 65, take that ball. Like,
has anybody scored 64 without a three? Other than maybe Wilt Chamberlain with 100?
Wilt never scored 100, and I'll die on that hill.
I'm not arguing that.
Ryan Horvat had the 3-point, whatever it's called. What's that in game, a bet, like a stat bet?
Like in game
prop bet.
Oh, prop bet. Yeah, prop. He had the Giannis plus 240 3-pointer, and he scored 64 and did not get it. So
Did Horvy? Did he tweet out that if T. Higgins was playing today for the Packers, we win?
I didn't see it.
T. Higgins had a monster sure game Saturday. I don't know what the T. Higgins slander is about.
He was.
Oh, that T. Higgins touchdown where he was like blindly throwing the ball out there, that was really sick.
Catch of the year.
That was so sick.
So how do we feel about Webb and Yama coming to town? Are we all going to get – we got like basically our whole December's at home.
I don't like the French.
You don't like the French?
No.
They're assholes. Racist.
Didn't Gobert start COVID?
Yeah, a lot of bed bugs.
He was like the ceremonial patient X.
He brought it here. He's Tony says, Yana what a stupid comment. Giannis is childlike. Don't drink and talk stupidly. Yeah, this is a Giannis safe zone.
Well, I mean, he when I say a child, like these things like taking the ball is important to him. Like, don't talk. Yeah, that's nothing.
Well, and here's the thing.
He was trying to give it to Dame.
Well, and I don't think he really cared about the ball. It was literally the act of, we're taking this ball. Like, that's what pissed him off. Like, well, really?
Don't, you know, what about the ladder thing too, though?
Yeah, they.
Well, he was completely right on that one.
Bullshit against Giannis.
Was that somebody's ribs got bruised, you know?
Where was
that? And then everybody in the NBA media or fucking internet goes, fake humble. He's fake humble.
Oh, come
on. Fake humble. You got to be a national powerhouse radio media guy to get some more Milwaukee cred, you know, get a Milwaukee slant going, maybe a Midwest bias.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, look, and that ladder thing, I don't care if that's Grayson Allen shooting free throws after the game. That's a professional player. Like, that was, he should have done the same thing if it was him. Like, that's so disrespectful to do to somebody. When I worked for the Brewers, well, like one of the rules when you were dealing with players was like, whatever they say goes. It doesn't matter. If there's an issue, go and talk to your boss about it later. But if they want something, give it to them. So, like,
well, I don't like
I don't
that.
Know. I would assume.
I don't know. That's kind of it was fucked up culture.
It was the Philly thing. It was a total Philly move. I think like probably 80% plus of the organizations would have let Giannis shoot as many free throws as he wanted. But it was the Philly thing.
Yeah.
Well, because he said, didn't he sit in the middle of their court once? Was that him? Was that Philly?
Yeah. He hit like, or he iced the game and then went and sat on the court.
Yeah. Don't so, you? I like that shit. I'm glad we're doing that shit.
Me too. I'm also glad that they fucking threw the ladder in front. I think that's awesome. Is it fucking games? It's gamesmanship. It's, you know, what, that's what sports is about. Like, come on.
I got a question for the group. I tweeted this out. Would you, the dream scenario playoff run, wouldn't it be Heat first round, Sixers second round, Celtics to get to the finals? Wouldn't that be the dream?
Oh, I don't care about that kind of shit anymore. I just want to beat teams.
Hey, come on, man. That 96 Super Bowl, it would have meant a lot. It still meant a lot, but it would have been nice to knock off the
Cowboys. That might be the all-time worst take.
Fucking Cowboys there. You're a Cowboy
Packer,
homer.
I remember that because there were Packer fans that are like, we're in the Super Bowl, but gosh darn, I wish we could have beat Dallas to get here. No, it's like, you're the fucking Super Bowl.
That was a
real. I'm kind of with Tony on this one. Like, to me, all sports is entertainment. So I want to see the stories. I want the rivalries. I want, you know, the tough road. Like, I don't like when people are like, oh, I really don't want to see them. I'm scared of them. Scared money don't make money.
I also agree. I would have liked to beat Dallas.
Thank you.
Well, they beat him the next year. Remember the Cowboys came and the Packers beat him?
Like, they could have beat him twice. Bart.
No, I know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm still kind of bummed. I mean, the Bills look good, but my Cowboys really took one on the shitter today.
God, stop saying that.
They could not play on the road. They're going to have a tough time in the playoffs, depending on what they end up.
They're going to have to go to Tampa or New Orleans to open the playoffs.
But hey, you did have a good take, though. 94 is when the Niners won it. 95 is when the Cowboys won it. Why do we always anoint the Niners as the franchise, you know, or this elite franchise?
Well, then people are like, well, the Niners have been – they've been to Super Bowls and NFC Championship games. I'm like, cool, you lost on bigger stages. Like, that fuck you. You can't – you've choked bigger.
The Packers,
for as like much as we bitch that they only had two Super Bowls in those years of Favre and Rodgers, the Niners, they haven't won a single Super Bowl in that time. They haven't won since 1994. They haven't won since Friends premiered.
But they had Jimmy Garoppolo.
But they killed
us. I'm not a 49er guy, though. But the fact that they did as much as they did with Garoppolo is kind of
incredible. They didn't do enough. They didn't win. John Lynch trades Trey Lance, and everyone's like, oh, wow, he got out of that deal. Wow. He fucking traded 4 picks to get Trey Lance.
I do want to point out, though,
it's still very competitive.
It's very two-faced of us to have an argument like this, because football is a game of inches, and like, we probably make the same excuses that Niners fans make. So, you know, it is what it is. And I want to say, Bart, you said you're a Cowboys fan, you're a Warriors fan, ditch the Brewers, become a Yankees fan, complete the sports douchebag triumvirate, and just go for it.
Ooh. Become a Marquette Warriors fan.
I'm not a Yankees fan. God damn it.
No, I'm not a Yankees fan, but I do like that the Yankees traded for Soto. I like when the Yankees act like the Yankees. I don't know why they were acting like a small market team for 10 years.
It's good for baseball.
Baseball sucks.
The Dodgers suck.
Soto already shaved his beard, right?
Pitch clock, though.
Baseball sucks.
Baseball does suck.
Well, Major League Baseball sucks.
Well, hey, the next Winkler like tailgate, let's make it against the Cubs and let's go boo the fuck out of council, please.
Bucks tailgate still to come.
Get Horvat back and he can cheer for the Cubs. Get Rami back, he can cheer for the Cubs.
Let's go to a forward Madison game.
Let's go to a Carolina Panthers Packers game for like $1.
Oh, I got nothing.
I thought they were still expensive, actually.
No.
Bart, no. Is there a name for the Milwaukee team yet? Had it been decided?
No. Did you see it got pushed back a year also?
Oh, no. I mean, no. So what is
Say it? No more. The Undertaker's music is playing in my head right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We need the soccer team.
I know.
Are you going to play goalie, Bart?
I'm going to try out.
That sounds like an ABA thing from the 70s. Like, if you win this contest, you get to play point guard for one quarter. Like, they should do that. It could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville just scored. That cost me like $100.
Ooh. Oh, who are they playing?
Baltimore.
I had Baltimore's fucking shit. I started two more Hill over Dallas Goedert into that fucking guillotine tack.
I was gonna say, Bart, do you have a backup for Jalen Hurts tomorrow?
I played Purdy today, so I'm okay.
Oh, that's fine. You're good.
Is this the worst NFL season ever?
Huh?
I said, is this the worst NFL season ever where there's like zero good teams?
Yeah, this is a good take by you, Jake.
The Lions have a winning record. Yeah.
No, everybody sucks.
Jake is right. The NFL is mediocre, and that's why we are not that far off as much as you think, and we don't need to like totally turn over the roster and players and coach.
No, just new leadership, man.
I agree with Tony. The league is mediocre. We're the league.
Terrible year of NFL.
Tell me three Hall of Fame quarterbacks playing this weekend. None. One.
Jordan Love.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Jordan Love.
Maybe CJ Stroud.
Jordan Love.
But he didn't play.
He didn't play. Yeah, there you go.
Tommy Cutlets.
Joe Flacco.
Hey, I got to ask this, though, guys. So DeVito tore us up last week. What is the biggest New York just kind of like joke of a run? Jeremy Lin or this DeVito guy?
Oh, I thought the same thing.
Linsanity and DeVito character.
Oh, I think Linsanity was bigger. Yeah. DeVito's already gone. DeVito's done, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, DeVito didn't have a run. He just played Green Bay.
There was a tweet today. Coniglio's Pizzeria and Bakery in Morristown, New Jersey was supposed to have Tommy DeVito at the restaurant on Tuesday. They have a fee. The DeVito family has a fee of $10,000. But then which the restaurant agreed to, the DeVito family said, actually, we're upping it to 20 after they beat the Packers, and now the restaurant cannot have it.
That's fine.
So I wonder if now that they lost to the Saints, they're going to have to lower.
No, that restaurant just dodged a bullet.
Well, DeVito stock is dope.
Agreed.
Did you guys see the agent is actually going to the Italian Sports Hall of Fame in Chicago?
Yeah, dude, what the fuck was that?
I heard that more than that guy.
I thought it was fake. When I heard that, I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, did he do anything else in his past?
I'll take that guy as the defensive coordinator over Joe Barry.
Me too.
This guy is like the guy Eric from the show Entourage. He just kind of was on Vince's coattails the whole time.
He lost me on that one.
He was a decent dude. He could hold his own, I think.
He always got the hottest babes.
Oh man.
Oh, like Sloan?
Sloan. Big
Sloan.
Man, number one.
All right, I'm going to leave, guys. You guys have fun.
I'm also going to leave. Thanks for spending your day with me today, guys.
Bye, boys.
Have a good evening.
All right.
Goodbye for now. I have a Tim Shea Tuesday coming up soon. Leave some voicemails if you can.
Fire LaFleur, roll it. Let's get this tank rolling.
Tim, edit that out in post, please. Awful way to end.